We know it's just over a dozen municipalities across Connecticut that have already had approved plans with the DOT for either red light and or speed enforcement cameras. Milford is one of them, and a change.org petition to take down the speed enforcement cameras in the city is garnering hundreds of signatures online. Sarah Wood created this petition called Take Down the Cameras, and we are talking to her now on the show. Sarah Wood, welcome to WICC.
Hello, thanks for having me on.
Yes, and Sarah, do you live here in Milford?
I do. I live right here in Milford.
What led you to make a change.org petition on this?
Just seeing the growing number of surveillance cameras popping up all over the city, including one right outside my home. So that really was an impetus to me getting involved.
Okay. And right now you guys are just shy of 500 verified signatures. How long have you had this petition?
Just a couple weeks, maybe three weeks.
What would you say are your biggest concerns about this?
Like, no one is denying that speeding is dangerous. The question is whether Milford's answer should be cameras that mail a bill after the fact, or a growing network that records our plates, that watches public spaces. We can slow cars and protect people without needing to track everyone.
So it sounds there's a couple things there. Not to analyze what you're saying and not to put words in your mouth. So feel free to correct me on this, Sarah. But a couple things you just said there. One, is this as effective as it could be? Is that fair to say? The idea of if you're speeding, you're not getting a ticket in real time. Like, hey, you're speeding. Here it is. You have to wait for it to come in the mail. And sometimes it comes weeks after the actual speeding event. Is that fair to say?
That's very fair to say. Yeah, I think the first violation is 50 and then 75 after that. The city is saying that speeding is falling, but it's falling in the zones that they're measuring. So I'd like to see like a warning count comparison, all of that, like independent safety evaluation, because honestly, like I've been asking for speed bumps on my street for a very long time because people do speed on my street and it is a significant problem. And I want to be clear that I absolutely respect law enforcement 100%. I just think that there are better ways to slow cars down without the need to surveil all its residents.
It looked like when I was also reading the petition, it says ALPR cameras are not doing what we were told they would do. Now, I have to confess, I too am a Milford resident, and I don't think the camera program in general is perfect. I think there are parts of just the process that are not up to where it should be. I don't think it's a perfect solution. I don't hate the cameras. For example, I don't live far from Woodruff, and that is where I think a lot of people are getting caught speeding. And quite frankly, it's been nice to live near there and see people are slowing down. However, this is where the brokenness for me comes in with the program. I'm also finding I have one of the cut-through roads that is near Woodruff. And man, it's gotten busier on that cut-through road than it already was before because people are avoiding the cameras. That's one problem, right? So I think I also have issues with, are the speed limits a little too low. You know, the idea of if you're going 9 miles an hour over the speed limit, once you get to 10 miles, you're getting a ticket. My husband just got a ticket on Woodruff recently, actually, for going 10 miles over the speed limit, which was 25 miles an hour. It seems a little silly to me. I don't know if it needs to be that low. My point being, though, is I don't know anything about ALPR cameras. That's a new company, at least in my purview. I don't know much about them. Would it matter which company of cameras, or is there something specific to ALPR that you're concerned about?
Well, we do have separate ALPR systems in the city. For instance, outside my house is a company called Altumint, but they integrate Flock technology. And for instance, Flock's valuation is $7.5 billion, which seems like it's for safety, but it's a blank check to a third-party company using surveillance to profit off our movements. They're not just measuring speed. They're capturing your vehicle make, your model, your color, your bumper stickers. They're basically creating a vehicle fingerprint of your car. And that can be tracked whenever you pass by an ALPR camera. Because they're also installing Flock cameras all over the city. You'll see these little black poles with solar panel on top with a tiny little black camera. Those are also ALPR cameras that are not for speed. They are just for tracking residents. That's also a big problem. And we're also seeing Flock Condor units be put up at places like Gulf Beach and at major intersections and stuff like that, where You can see the use for them in large public events, absolutely. But just to look at us on a daily basis is very disconcerting, especially having cameras pointed at the sand on the beach.
So you mean the license plate reader, Sarah, if I understand correctly?
Yeah. No, that there are two different things happening right
now. Okay.
The entire flock system. So there are license plate readers that are flock, and they are reading our license plate without issuing us tickets. They are literally
correct.
Just tracking us throughout the city. And then there are the speed cameras, which
yes.
are from Altament with flock integrated technology. And those are the ones that are producing the tickets.
So
they all capture the same data.
Got it. But this change.org petition is strictly for the speed enforcement cameras, not the license plate readers.
Correct. But we want them all taken down and looked at in a broader way. Because it's big surveillance coming into Milford.
Got it. How so? I just want to understand it better. And again, Sarah Wood is here, who created this petition that has so far over 470 signatures verified on it in just a couple of weeks. So how so? When you say we want a broader approach, like, what does that mean?
So we basically want to look at the system. We want to look at what the data is collecting. Because right now there is a transparency portal on the police's website that we can look at and see what they're measuring, but there's nothing for the Altament cameras, so we don't know what they're capturing. So basically, we want to pause the system, take it down, and ultimately, if this is a system that people want, if there are people that want this, then put it up to the voters. Let the voters decide if this is something that we want, instead of just putting up surveillance all over our city, our beloved city, and that basically makes us all guilty until proven innocent, because it creates a searchable record of all of our movements.
Sarah Wood is here. She created a petition on change.org, and I'm going to link it actually to our website, voiceofct.com, called Take Down the Cameras. Real safety happens in real time. Cameras don't slow cars. They track residents. It is a push for Milford City Hall to take down the automatic license plate reader cameras and invest in real safety. And Sarah, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show to talk about this. So going back to the conversation of taking the cameras down, I did just a little bit of research. So the license plate readers were deployed in Milford about a year ago, August of 2025. Then the speed enforcement cameras were deployed earlier this spring. Would you say in either of those processes, the public were engaged? Were there ever conversations? Did you feel like there was, you know, a chance for you to say whether you liked it or didn't like it or had questions about it? Did you feel the city handled that properly?
Well, I heard after the fact that there was a chance for public comment as far as the red light and traffic for the speeding cameras. I guess there was a public process for that. And they were voted on and they passed. So, I mean, as far as the way they did it, it was done the right way. But now we're speaking up that we need to change this because we're learning more about the technology. And as we learn more about the technology, we really need to pause this program and take a look at it further.
So one of the things I gathered from your petition was really the idea of a lack of basically going other directions before doing cameras. For example, you mentioned in here, you know, installing more stop signs, speed bumps, rumble strips, raised crossings. Do you even the idea of putting more crossing guards or in-person officers near schools when kids really need protection? Right. I mean, has that been talked about in the city? Has there been any sort of discussion around, hey, you know, maybe this isn't the route we need to take? There are other things we could invest in. And if so, what was sort of the response from the city?
Not that I have known about. I mean, I've lived in Milford for 8 years now. I've lived all over the country. I've actually lived in six major cities, or lived or worked in six major cities. And I felt like I had less surveillance there than I do here. We moved here to get away from it. So I'm not sure of how other people have approached the speeding in the past. I personally have not seen any effort into putting speed bumps. We did just recently down by the library. They built a new road, and there are really, really great traffic calming measures down there to ease people's concerns around the playground and the baseball fields. They installed, like, there's like a little rotary, and there's a speed bump, and there's like a rumble strip crosswalk that really slows people down. And those are actual traffic calming measures that work instead of just documenting a speeding car that goes by.
So it's interesting because I'm looking at some of the comments on the change.org petition. One of them is Wynn Smith, who says, quote, "I am the only member of the Milford Board of Aldermen to consistently vote no on red light camera ordinances." And I mean, he's referring to the speed enforcement cameras, because as far as I know, actually, no, didn't Milford just add some red light cameras as well? I think they did.
They did. It's the red light and the speed were, I think, but I believe part of the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So they did the speed enforcement first. But why do you think that is? Why do you think only one person for the Board of Aldermen has voted no, but overwhelmingly it has gotten approval by the city?
I can't speak to people's personal opinions about how they feel about the cameras or why they chose to vote the way they did. All I know now is we are putting pressure on the now sitting aldermen, because some people that voted on it are no longer there. So we're putting pressure on the now sitting aldermen to reverse course.
Interesting. Have you heard from Mayor Rich Smith on this or the police chief Mello?
I have not personally, no.
Okay. I mean, I know we have also reached out asking about, there was vandalism to three of the cameras in Milford recently. We asked about this and Milford police could not comment, at least on the air. They wouldn't comment, but they didn't really give us much more either. We'll continue to pursue it. I also can reach out to Mayor Smith in regards to this. I know when they first rolled out the cameras, he did come on. So maybe I could have more success with that. Sarah, I'm going to link this, as I mentioned, to our website, voiceofct.com. I know the goal is 500 signatures. Is there anything, though, you want to leave listeners with in regards to this? Obviously, in Milford, this is what you're focused on, but there are a lot of towns and cities that have already approved plans who are also kind of taking a second look and seeing, is this right for us? Fairfield and Greenwich, just to name a couple.
Well, right now, we're using my online petition to put public pressure on our electeds to do the right thing. As far as what next steps are for us, it's like if the aldermen don't decide to reverse course, then we're going to actually have to do an ink petition and then try to get it on the ballot. Because honestly, this needs to be up to the people of Milford and not a few electeds who are part of this system.
Okay. Well, Sarah Wood, I want to thank you so much for giving us the time here on WICC, the creator of this petition that is on change.org. I am going to link it to our website if you want to check it out, voiceofct.com. Sarah, thank you again, and certainly keep us posted on what happens next. In the meantime, as I mentioned before, we did reach out to Milford Police and didn't really get much feedback from them. I will now try Mayor Rich Smith, see if he wants to comment on this, and we'll continue the conversation here on WICC.